Hello and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talk from Aventia. I'm Jack Stratton, your host from Insider Trends. Delighted to be joined again by Johan Bostrom, co-founder of InRiver PIM, and Ulrik Wiebke, commerce advisor at Aventia and an InRiver champion. Today we're going to focus particularly in the context of the US, and we want to look at what PIM, what PIM can do for manufacturers. So we'll start again with you, Johan. Just broadly, what kind of challenges can PIM solve for manufacturers?
Well, manufacturers typically have a direct channel, which where they cater to B2B buyers, and that is very different than catering to the shoppers within retail. They have very different needs. So they typically actually need more content, and they need to understand the universe around the product. When they acquired something, they want to buy parts, they want to buy consumables, they want to buy accessories, and they want a very friction-free buying journey to get there. But most manufacturers also have a lot of sales going through third-party channels. That might be a distribution channel, it can be retailers, and it can be marketplaces. And doing that at scale is very, very hard. So you need the PIM, one, of course, to create all your data and all your content, but you also need it for the distribution of the content and see to that it constantly gets updated. But one of the issues that we've seen with third parties is it's very hard to control the quality of how it's presented. So that's why we acquired a company called Detail Online a few months ago, which is now called InRiver Evaluate, which helps our customers to understand, one, how their content is displayed on these third-party sites so that they can optimize it, so they can see to that it's always up to date and the right content, but they can also see to that they actually win the digital shelf, to see to that they are on the first page of the search results, to see that they have the highest conversion rate in the category and so forth. So really, really guiding them to be able to know what the next best step is in order to move the revenue needle.
Yeah, and Ulrik, if I could bring you in there, what else would you like to add in terms of the challenges that a good solid PIM system can solve for a manufacturer?
Yeah, so sometimes it's a lot of data that is needed, not only to broadcast it to the market, but also to for the lifecycle management. When you have your own products and you want to produce them and so on. So sometimes you need to have the content in the long run produced very early, and you need to plan for it, and you need to be able to see where that data is going in the long run. So it's very important to collect the data as soon as possible for the production of your products and use that data when you're marketing the products later on. And maybe you're syndicating that data for different channels just to get it out. But you need to have the consistency of that data from beginning.
And again, yeah, and you touched on this with InRiver Evaluate. And how I imagine an issue, of course, for manufacturers is certainly if they're a fast growth business, is making sure that not only is the PIM system in place and working well, but actually that it can, I guess, adapt to all those evolving needs all the time, happening within the business, but I guess also happening externally with all the requirements. Why else is a PIM system, or how is a modern system, PIM system like InRiver, able to constantly adapt? What does it do?
Well, I don't think all of them are, though. But I think that the key trait here, I think, is to be flexible, right? You got to have a flexible way of storing and managing your data, meaning that technically it's a data model, but the data model needs to be flexible because the needs between different companies are very different. And different customer groups, different segments need different sets of data. And that changes constantly. And when it changes, you need to be able to adapt, whether that's adding an attribute or it's adding a whole new story item, doesn't really matter. You need to be able to do that. But in order to know what to do, you need to measure, you need to understand what to do. And that's where Evaluate comes in. It will tell you what you need to do next to actually increase your revenue and win the digital shelf. Because it, as we know, there's hyper competition out there. Just because you publish on Amazon doesn't mean you have won the digital shelf on Amazon. Mm-hmm. There's a battle going on about being highest on the search rankings, seeing to that you have more content, better content on the PDPs. And of course, also sometimes following the attach motion to see that you actually have the attached products in the cart. And if you want to do this on Amazon, it's really, really hard. If you want to do it on 100 different sites, it's impossible. You can't do it at scale. So that's why Evaluate comes into the picture. And the flexibility of the InRiver platform means that you can adapt according to whatever needs you find using Evaluate.
And also, when it comes to what type of data you need to enter, in US, you are not having the amount of standardized models that we use here in Scandinavia or Europe, where we know exactly the attributes that are to be collected for each type of product. You mentioned one time ago about the drills, that you could have hundreds of drills where they basically had this different attributes, but they were more or less the same attribute, but in different formats. And that would be a difficult part to solve if you don't know what type of data you need to collect, in what format you need to collect it, when you need to collect it.
It's this is partly, I think, for my own interest, but hopefully it's interesting for the audience as well. When you look at the marketplace, so if both of you are looking at US manufacturers, do you think, so say you're looking at, you know, giant marketplaces like Amazon or wherever, do you think there's an issue around awareness of PIM systems at all? So a lot of these manufacturers just don't even know about PIM systems, about the value of even what they are, what it means. Or is it that they are aware of them, but they're choosing or continue to choose systems that just aren't robust and adaptive enough for all these things that are happening? Or is it a bit of both? I'll put that to you first, Johan.
I think it used to be a very unknown concept of PIM in the manufacturing space. And to be frank, manufacturers have been laggards. Retailers have been leading the charge. Manufacturers have been laggards. So they had a lot of catching up to do, and I still think they have some catching up to do. But the fact is that most of the InRiver customers, I would say over 70% of the InRiver customers in the US or North American market, are manufacturers. So actually, it's the opposite. It has flipped. So we have more manufacturers as customers than retailers, which tells me that they have understood, and they are investing, and they are doing the right thing. But they also have a bigger need than the retailers, because retailers typically have their own channels to worry about, right? It's their own .com site. But for a manufacturer, they need to get the data to all these retailers, to all these marketplaces, to all these data pools, and all, you know, even printed catalogs. They need printed catalogs still. So they have a bigger need. So I think it's actually, I'm really happy that we've seen this shift during the last few years, because manufacturers actually benefit the most from a PIM right now.
Mm. Yeah, that's really interesting. And Ulrich, what's your take on that?
Yes, and the challenge there, I agree, first of all, that the retailers are requiring data, so the suppliers needs to add all that data, because the product needs to be sold through their resellers. So it's been a shift. But also the complexity is that most of these retailers usually retrieve the data in different formats, and they need to have the integrations different. They need to have the file formats different. They need to have different attributes. They work with inches, or they work with millimeters, or whatnot. So it's a complex world as it is. And on top of this, we have this layer of complexity that they need to adapt to. So without the proper tools, where the PIM system is actually allowing you to distribute the data in the right format to the right channel, then it would be very, very difficult. So you need to have that functionality within the PIM system just to help the customers, to help the retailers.
And I think just finally to kind of round things off, I'm going to go both of you quick fire. One reason why a US manufacturer should be looking at in-river PIM at this point? One reason you think that this can really elevate what they do. I'll start with Johan.
Because we can cater to all their internal needs, such as CPQ integrations and so forth, along with the syndication needs that they have, combined with evaluation of their data quality and their revenue streams. So I think the package is what makes it really great for retail or for manufacturers, and probably the reason as to why we have so many in North America now.
Awesome. And Ulrich?
I would say that it's an extremely simple tool to get started with, but yet a very, very powerful tool in the long run. Without this simplicity to get started, you will have a very, very high threshold just to get in. But when you are in, you need to have a long-term relationship with a partner that will be there for a long period of time that could help you. And in-river provides you with both of these roles. Very simple to get in, very simple to scale up, and you will be together with in-river for a long time.
Awesome. Thank you both so much for your time. That's all we got time for this particular Modern Commerce talk. Join us for another one soon, and take care. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.